The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. for more relevant news and patient perspectives. MS tied to 75% increased risk of mortality in U.S. study. The overall risk of death is about 75% higher for people with multiple sclerosis than in the general population, according to a new study. The association was independent of demographic, socioeconomic variables, lifestyle factors, baseline diabetes, cardiovascular disease, chronic respiratory disease, and cancer status, researchers wrote. The study, Association of Multiple Sclerosis with Risk of Mortality Among a Nationally Representative Sample of Adults in the United States, was published in Multiple Sclerosis Journal, Experimental, Translational, and Clinical. MS itself is not a deadly disease, but it can increase the risk of potentially life-limiting problems like pneumonia. A team of scientists in the U.S. and China conducted an analysis aiming to identify the association between MS and mortality risk, independent of other factors that can affect the risk of death. The objective of this study is to examine the association of MS with risk of mortality independent of demographic, socioeconomic, lifestyle factors, and several comorbidities in a nationally representative sample of adults in the U.S., the team wrote. For this study, the researchers assessed people who had participated in the National Health Interview Survey in 2002 and 2008. The NHIS is an annual effort to collect nationally representative healthcare data administered by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC. The researchers noted that only the 2002 and 2008 cycles were included because these were the only years that the NHIS assessed MS. The major strength of this study was the nationally representative sampling, with a large sample size in the NHIS. Therefore, our findings are expected to be generalizable to the general adult population in the United States, the team wrote. In total, the study included data for 23,053 adults, ages 45 to 79 years, just over half of whom were female. Among them, 120 had been diagnosed with MS at the time of the NHIS. Compared with the general population, MS patients were more likely to be younger, female, non-Hispanic white, have chronic respiratory disease, have lower physical activity levels, and have reduced body mass index. Over an average follow-up time of 9.4 years, 4,208 deaths were recorded. The average age of death was significantly younger for people with MS than for those without. The researchers constructed statistical models to estimate the mortality risk for people with MS, adjusting for other factors. In an initial analysis, which adjusted for age, sex, race, ethnicity, socioeconomic factors, lifestyle factors, and BMI, the risk of death was significantly higher, by 80%, for people with MS. An additional analysis that also included adjustments based on certain comorbidities, namely diabetes, cardiovascular disease, chronic lung disease, and cancer, the mortality risk was 75% higher for people without MS than those without. In a nationally representative sample of U.S. adults, we found a significant association of MS with a higher risk of all-cause morbidity. This association persisted after adjustment for demographic, socioeconomic variables, lifestyle factors, BMI, and several comorbidities, the researchers concluded. The adjusted MS-related mortality rate did not differ significantly between males and females, and the researchers were unable to compare ethnicity-based mortality rates because there were too few participants with MS of ethnicities other than non-Hispanic white. The researchers noted that this study has some limitations. For example, the team did not have data on the severity of MS, causes of death, or patterns of MS treatment. Further investigation is warranted to determine whether and how severity and treatments will affect the association between MS and mortality, the team wrote. This news article was written by Marissa Wexler, MS, on June 13, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. The MS Wire, a column by Ed Tobias, published on June 13, 2022. MS news that caught my eye last week. Evusheld, immunotherapy, blood test, Aubagio. Evusheld boosts antibody against COVID-19 in vaccinated patients. Research has shown that the COVID-19 vaccines have been effective for people being treated with disease-modifying therapies, except for those that target B cells, such as Ocrevus, Kesimpta, and Rituxan. If this very small study of 18 people proves true, it will be excellent news for those in the B-cell group. Evusheld seems like something for them to ask their neurologists about. Treatment with Evusheld after COVID-19 vaccination significantly boosted the levels of antibodies against the virus among people with multiple sclerosis who were taking B-cell targeted therapies, a small study showed. This is important as it provides a different strategy for protection against COVID-19, the scientists wrote. Phase 1-2 trial is testing cutting-edge immunotherapy in MS patients. Extracorporeal photopheresis is described by these researchers as cell-based immunotherapy used to treat certain T-cell lymphomas, things such as complications from bone marrow and stem cell transplants, and organ transplant rejection. Now it will be tried in a small group of people with MS. This approach doesn't globally suppress the immune system like several of our disease-modifying therapies, so the body may be better able to fight infections during treatments. A Phase 1-2 clinical trial is evaluating the safety and effectiveness of a cutting-edge immunotherapy called extracorporeal photopheresis in people with multiple sclerosis. The study, dubbed FOMS, is enrolling up to 45 adults with relapsing remitting MS and secondary progressive MS at a single site, the Abu Dhabi Stem Cells Center in Dubai. Blood test to monitor MS activity supports optimal care, Octave says. Is this a tool that can be added to MRIs and physical exams to track MS activity? The blood test's developers say it monitors immune modulation, neuroinflammation, myelin biology, and neuroaxonal integrity. It then generates scores related to disease pathways and overall disease activity. A blood biomarker test developed by Octave can effectively monitor overall disease activity in people with multiple sclerosis, helping to improve the care being given, the company reported. The assay, dubbed the MS Disease Activity, or MSDA test, can also be used to monitor disease activity across a patient population, meaning an entire group of MS patients treated at a given clinic or healthcare facility, Octave added. No disease activity for 58% of those on Aubagio after 2 years. Study. No evidence of disease activity, or NEDA, means no relapses, no worsening disability, and no signs of new inflammatory damage on MRI scans. Interestingly, the analysis in this study shows the likelihood of NEDA after 2 years of Aubagio treatment was highest for those who were younger and had milder disability and fewer relapses before they started Aubagio. That gives support to the belief that it is best to start treatment with a disease-modifying therapy early following an MS diagnosis. More than half of the people with multiple sclerosis treated with Aubagio showed no evidence of disease activity after 2 years on treatment, according to a study in Italy. The study, Evolution of Teriflunomide Use in Multiple Sclerosis, a Real-World Experience, was published in the Journal of Neurological Sciences. To read more columns from Ed Tobias and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel and never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.